Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. Well, welcome to UK-US Psychic Tag Team Connect Across the Pond. I'm Caroline Dixon, founder of Crystal Heart Psychics, and I'm joined by my lovely co-host, Joni Eisinger. Hi, Joni. How are you today?
I am fine. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you very much. Obviously, for those who have known us before, we have been doing this show for a number of years now. So obviously there is Joni Eisinger, and Caroline Dixon, who is myself. Obviously the format of the show, it's a call-in. So any new listeners, welcome. Any new callers, welcome. Any returning callers, welcome. and any people that have just decided to return to listen. Thank you very much for doing so. Right, I think the best thing to say is, Joni, would you like to introduce yourself so everyone knows who they're talking to?
Sure. Well, I'm Joni Isinger of Joni's White Light Healing. The song you heard at the beginning was a cover I did of Bonnie Raitt's song, I Can't Make You Love Me. And you can go to my SoundCloud and check out the covers I've done and some of the songs that I've written and recorded. I am a psychic and a healer, and I live in central New Jersey. I used to not believe in any of this. I thought that this was a fake. And I was born religious, and I was kept away from any of this, thought it was woo-woo. So in around 2003, 4, 5, I had a dark night of the soul, and I had a spiritual awakening where I became gifted with quite a number of abilities. And to me, it was undeniable. There was when I would put my hands on either side of my son's chest, when he was coughing, he would stop. Then I began doing distance healing, and he would stop from coughing from another room. And I was jumping into other lifetimes and channeling departed ones and pets, and it goes on. And I switched from being a social worker to being a channel and a healer. So I do radio and restaurant galleries and parties, and I consult for businesses, and I'm an author. And I love to write, and I do parties, and I'm here to assist with the awakening. I am here in this incarnation to assist people in learning that we have not been forsaken, that this is an earth school for learning purposes, and that there's meaning to everything, even if it's crummy. So that's me in a nutshell. Please, Caroline, share with everyone who you are, how you came to be the way you are today.
Yes. Hi, everyone. Well, I'm Caroline Dixon, as you know, and I am the founder of a company called Crystal Heart Psychics, where we take live telephone readings online with many different readers who I always test and ensure that they are right for Crystal Heart Psychics. We do have lines for the US. You can pay by credit card. And we also have lines for the UK and Australia as well. Right. Okay. So now about me. I'm a qualified accountant by trade, which is a very logical role, as you all well know. In 2004, I owned my horse. He got sick. My hands would get hot and I didn't know what it was. But I did know that if I put my hands on him, it might make him feel better. I did that for a couple of years. And then during 2006, I had some personal trauma. It was a relationship breakdown, which was a huge lesson. That was an 18-year relationship which broke down. My gut had told me for a couple of years something was off. I didn't listen because my head said, don't be so silly. We've been together too long. And in all fairness, my gut instinct was right. And I always will say to people, your gut instinct is always right. I then went on a journey. And again, I was like Joni. I went on what's classified as a dark night of the soul, which was a huge questioning process where you literally, your whole belief system is kind of turned upside down. I think that's the best way to explain it, isn't it, Joni? You start to question yes. more about what is life, and what you were brought up with and led to believe is totally different to actually what is. For this reason, and because of my logical brain, I decided to go on many, many courses. I met people that I was with that have been doing this for 20 years. I was fast-tracked. I did a spiritual practitioner course. I did a life coaching course. I did a hypnotherapy course. I'm also a timeline therapist, a past life regression therapist, and also a Reiki and Seika master. I carried on with my full-time position. I was also single at the time, so needed some extra income, phoned a telephone psychic line, who I started working for. That was 13 years ago, and the rest is history. During this time, I actually do teach now as a Reiki master. I have also qualified Reiki masters myself. I enjoy my work. I love being of service. I love healing, but I also like to give readings as well. I met Joni 6 years ago now. I know, it's mad, isn't it? It was through a LinkedIn message where we decided to call. Both spoke to each other and said, "Oh, wow, this person I need to really know." That was 6 years later. We did another radio show totally by accident. Couldn't believe how it worked. Carried on speaking as friends. Just so you're all aware, I'm in the UK, hence why UK-US psychic tag team. Joni is in the USA, so New Jersey. So we've never physically met, but we always Skype. We've become very close friends over the years. It transpired that we decided to do this show 4 or 5 years ago, and we've done it ever since. We both thoroughly enjoy doing what we do. We enjoy speaking to you, all of you. We love it when you come back and say, "Hey, you know, that was great. You helped us a lot." And also, you know, we speak to some of you privately afterwards as well. So once again, you know, if you do want to, then you can. Both myself and Joni will say, if you wish to friend us on Facebook, please do, but please send us a message on who you are. For the simple reason, we're not just going to go accepting friend requests without a knowledge of who you are. You can also contact me through the Facebook page, Crystal Heart Psychics. And then I also have a website, www.crystalheartpsychics.com. And I think for you, Joni, you would say the same if you just want to put your website.
Absolutely. Just let me know. I'm Joni Isinger on Facebook. I'm also Joni's White Light Healing. You can like that fan page. And my website is www.joniswhitelighthealing.com.
There you go. So there you have it. And I think normally the format of the show is we, at the moment, we have 7 callers in the queue, so we are going to get around to you pretty swiftly. I will put you online, give the last 3 digits of your number, so we don't disclose your whole number. Please tell us who you are and where you are from, and we do limit it to 1 question. The reason for that is because we like to get through a lot of you, and we do like to ensure that, you know, we're trying to get around to everyone, really. So and I think that's only fair to say. So I think really we should start, shouldn't we?
Let's start.
Just want to add, it's full moon tonight, so that's really
yes, it is. And there's a 12 portal.
Exactly.
So that's
very
magical, folks. So put out wonderful intentions, do your clearing
Absolutely.
Work, release what does not serve.
Yeah, so I do feel this might be a show of releasing. So we'll see what happens. But as I say, really, really appreciate your calls. Anyway, without further ado, we'll just get around to it. So the first caller of the night is 152. Hi, 152. You're talking to Caroline and Joni. Who are we speaking to?
Good afternoon, ladies. My name is Penny.
Hi, Penny. How are you?
Hi. I'm well. How are you?
Fine, thank you. And how could
where
are you from and how can we help?
I am calling from Wisconsin, and I'm wondering what you see coming for. I'm looking for the real deal, a long-term relationship and a happily ever after, and I'm wondering if you see this coming.
Okay. Do you want me to go, Joni, or do you want you to
go? Yeah.
Okay. Cool. Right. Now you're going to laugh at this, Penny, when I get this, but it's like, boy, are you ready? I do feel you've done a lot of work on yourself. You've kind of got your self-esteem back to where it should be. And the reason for that is because, have you actually been doing an awful lot of work? Because I feel you've been single for some time. There has been people, but the way I'm getting is that they're not, I don't know whether you've pushed them away or they're just not that important or you just don't feel that connection or they've let you down.
All of the above.
Okay. So this is like the variety of people. These are all little lessons that you've had. They've hurt a little bit, but not too much because I don't feel none of them have lasted a massive long time. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
okay, maybe some have, you know, maybe 1 or 2 years, but they've hurt, but they've not really dented you, if that makes sense. And what I'm getting from my guides, and you know, they're saying to me, this was you having to learn about your self-worth. Okay, so this means you're not going to put up with rubbish. Okay, so boundaries,
right,
important, self-acceptance, self-worth, self-love. And then it's kind of like, okay, I'm ready. Now, I also feel there's a ladder that they're showing me, and I've been showing you being pushed up the ladder. So do you feel like whilst you've been sort of single, have you been pushed with your career or something you need to do for you?
I feel like that was this last year that I had gone through a bad relationship, and I learned a lot from that one. So I feel I did, in a sense, climb a ladder. Nothing as far as career goes. I'm open to that, but...
Yeah, it might be that you've had lessons. And sometimes, do not get me wrong here, and I think Joni will agree with me, we both sometimes we get frustrated at spiritual guidance because you're like, how many lessons do I need? Can I just have a bit of peace, please? You know, this is great, but
yep,
give us some peace. Give me the real deal because I've had enough.
Yep.
I can honestly
right.
say to you earlier that on today, Joni actually kind of said something to me, it's your journey, and I went, I don't really care. I'm fed up a bit. So basically, I do feel, now I feel you're ready. This is why I get, boy, are you ready? Because it's like, okay, this is just like, I'm not doing it again. I'm not. And the one thing that I did learn, and this was when I was dating, is you have to go with that gut. You'll always find at the beginning, there's a little bit of a gut feeling saying, I'm not too sure because of that. But because you like that person, you kind of ignore the gut and you go with it. But that gut becomes bigger and the problem keeps happening. And you're like, okay, that's the wrong choice. So I need to let this go. The person that you end up with that's right is when you don't have that, I'm not sure. You feel the connection. You know it's there. It's reciprocal. Because this is the other thing. You could have a connection with someone tomorrow. You could go out and meet someone and go, oh, my God, he's wonderful. That could be a karmic connection. But you might need to get it back from him. So the trick is to make sure he comes to you. Yeah? He comes to you. And I think that, you know, there is an old-fashioned thing is you have to wait for someone to come to you. And also it's that not being over keen, because I think sometimes when we've been on our own, we meet someone, we're a bit sort of like, oh, he's really nice, and we run, not run, but we act almost over keen, which kind of does this whole reverse psychology thing of pushes people away, because everyone wants what they can't have. So we don't have to play too hardball, but what we have to do is find the balance where, you know what, it's lovely to see you, but I'm okay on my own. It's lovely to see you, but I'm okay on my own. And that means you give them the opportunity to come forward. Now, I do feel there's a gentleman coming in. I get the month of July, and you're going to go, oh, my God, that's a long time ago away. But it's not, because that's what I'm picking up. That's where it's a solid relationship, okay? So I do feel that, and there's a few people dotted around right now. So it's sort of like I feel that I'm being shown a picture of snakes and ladders. So it's almost like go that way, go that way. And then that way. Does that make sense to you, Penny?
Yes, kind of.
Yeah, so there's still some things to work through, but he's coming. He's on his way. He's good to go. You're good to go. Everything's great and hunky-dory. Also, make sure you enjoy yourself when you do go out at Christmas parties.
Okay.
Cause
I can do that.
Because I kind of see kind of a nice meeting there as well. And they've just said to me a meeting of minds. So did you want someone particularly intelligent?
That doesn't matter. I guess I'm looking more for someone with the connection. I mean, it would be nice, but I don't need someone that's overly intelligent.
No. Well, it's just because they said a meeting of minds. That could be on the connection level, but... You know, I get a strong month of July, which is, I feel that's when you're really in a settled relationship. I almost feel it could be like you're moving in with someone. So I do feel there's a chance meeting coming up this Christmas and New Year as well. So it might be someone that takes you out for a date. It's a little bit slow to start. But then it kind of rolls.
So this could be, if I meet someone soon, this could be the same person in July you're referring to then?
Yes, exactly.
Or
yes. I don't. No, I feel it's the same. It could potentially be the same person.
Okay.
There's two people that you might like, and you've got to decipher who's going to treat you right.
Okay.
So it's the one that sort of shows, so you've got to kind of sit back, and Joni will hate it when I say this because she knows I say it too, so you've got to sit back on your haunches with the brakes.
Ah! Who said that?
Yeah. No, that's really hard to do, but as I say, it's one of those where you have to do, and it's the blooming hard, it is the hardest thing you will ever have to learn, is actually I've got to sit back and be chased. Men are hunters,
okay.
Women are gatherers. It's always the way.
That's right.
And it's nature's way. And unfortunately, we're all very good at getting overexcited and then thinking, no, I'll text soon, and then it doesn't work. Yeah? I've done it myself. I put my hands up. I hold my hands up wholly to that one and go, no, it's not worth it.
Mm-hmm.
But I will know who this is when it's the right one.
You will.
Okay.
You'll find they'll come to you more than you'll come to them. You might be a little bit guarded at first, but that's understandable.
Okay.
So on that point, I'm going to pass you to Joni now.
All right.
Well, that was beautiful, and it all resonates. And I kept being guided to go into any blocks, but I'm still going to go in anyway to see what they say. But I do know that I'm supposed to go in and clear any blocks. But I'm going in to see. There are a few and they're around. Now, what I get is that they're like in your space, like they're orbiting. But it's more you and you're either being afraid that you might hurt them or they might hurt you. Does that resonate?
Yes.
So there's still, as Caroline had said, you've done a lot of work. There's a lot of this work, the healing, the introspection, the who said what and what could I have done differently. But it's not going to happen just yet. There are a few that are around, but maybe after a healing, maybe with your releasing some energies, the timeline gets very streamlined. And then what Caroline has just stated just moves forward and is on point. So I'm going to find out where there's a block or where the precipitating event is in another lifetime that's kind of got you a little bit in a hold, like a holding pattern, a stop.
Okay.
Were you as a child told to, here's some food, just be quiet?
Yes.
Uh-huh. And did you end up overeating?
Yes.
And it was a mom? Was it a dad?
So
I see a mom, but it could be a dad.
Yeah, I felt more from my dad in that manner.
Okay, so a parent. And so did you have weight issues?
Yes.
And do you find that you stuff your feelings and you're getting better with this?
Yes.
Okay. And I'm going to find out other lifetime. Yeah. Do you have a glass of water by you?
Not at this time, no.
We'll follow you. Yeah, we'll follow you. Carol and I are right behind you. So while you're getting water, and then you're going to have a sip because that'll help flush negative energies through the physical body.
Okay.
There are different lifetimes. You were told in different lifetimes that you couldn't do things. In this lifetime, were you told, she won't be able to do that? You're not a good girl. You can't get that because you weren't a good girl.
Kind of. Things like that. I was never good enough.
That's not for you. That's for so-and-so, like because they're better or they achieved it or they could, but you couldn't. Diminishment of self.
My brother could because he was a boy. Yeah. I can't do things because I'm a girl.
Mm-hmm. So we've got diminishment of self, and we also have this food component here. So there are a message that we're – and have a sip. Have another one. messages imparted to you that it's not possible. And also there's a shutting down, a quelling, just shut up, just be quiet, that blocks your knowing, blocks intention, blocks divine guidance. There's a whole lot of blocking with the shoving food in you to shut you up, along with the diminishment in other lifetimes and this about who you are. So let's clear that up, because I feel that that opens up your heart chakra big time, and throat chakra and your head. It's like your upper, I see. It's heart, throat, third eye, and crown. Like it just goes whoosh. And then I feel like you're the bell of the ball. Across time and space, forwards and backwards, across all generations, any blocks that were aforementioned and not that would have this soul in this lifetime have difficulty moving forward in relationship. Love of self and other. And we ball them all up, and you say inside, I forgive myself. I'll look at you. Wow. So there was a twisted energy, all convoluted, crummy, convoluted, greenish brown, almost looks like bad stool, just really crummy. Forgive everyone and everything. Ask for everyone and everything's forgiveness and thank God for these life lessons. There you go. So you're an old soul. We'll say there are about a million of these lifetimes. How's that?
Wow.
Do you feel old?
Kind of.
Like you've been around?
Inside, I do. Yeah, I just feel very different from everybody.
Right. That's an old soul feel. Mm-hmm. Yep. Validation. So between now and when you go to sleep, sip water. If you can you take Epsom salt baths? Is your body okay for that?
Yep.
Have an Epsom salt bath, a cup of Epsom salts, nicely dissolved, nice warm bath. Put out the intention, please release all that does not serve me. Thank you. Go about your business, be hopeful, keep your eyes on the prize. Watch things unfold, as Caroline said, be in the moment, don't push the river, let it flow. The universe knows what you're looking for. It's beautiful, and I feel like you've just moved things, you've shifted things, and I feel that what Caroline said regarding a January and a July and two guys feels right to me. I feel that there are soul fragments coming back together. There are aspects of your soul in different lifetimes that were mishmash and twisted and convoluted, and there's an untwisting going on now. And like energy was just, there was a piercing of energy, and it like, as if it was a molecule that was vibrating very, very fast. So there were atoms that were all together making a molecule, and they were rubbing together very quickly. And then a beam of light pierced right into it and made it go and separated them out so things that were in between could be released. So you might feel a little strange over the next day, but it's healing. And I see calmness and I see clarity.
Aww. It's beautiful.
I think that there's like a bubble now that you get to take home. Caroline, I saw it's like you and I created this bubble. Like this bubble of something, like a yummy, maybe it's almost like bubble gum, yummy. And like she now gets to take it. Penny gets to take it, and then she takes it home with her. It's like the door prize or something. And then she gets, oh, there you go, they're playing. And then she gets to chew on it for a while. Enjoy your bubble gum.
I will. Thank you both. I really appreciate it.
No problem. No problem. You take care.
Good luck, honey pie.
Yes, and keep us informed. Yes, okay. Just on that point, actually, when I say keep us informed, we can also please follow us as well on Blog Talk Radio, because it does give you the notifications of when we are live. Also, we do have a Facebook page, UK-US Psychic Tag Team Connect Across the Pond. But also let us know. It's really lovely when we get feedback. We thoroughly enjoy receiving it because it just makes us do our jobs a bit better. So that's kind of where we're at. Right, we've got the next caller coming in now, 947. Right, okay. Hi, caller 947. You're speaking to Caroline and Joni. Who are you and where are you from?
Hi, my name is Keisha from Arizona.
Hi.
Hi, Keisha. Have we spoke to you before, have we?
Yes, we have.
I thought so. Probably a few months ago now, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
Okay.
How can we help?
I was wondering, do you seem to be in a bad thing?
Now, it got a little muffled.
Okay. Hello?
Yep, there you go.
Okay. Do you see me getting a job soon? I was wondering.
Are you not working now?
No.
How long has it been?
About a month or two.
You let go or did you leave?
I guess I left.
And what do you do? What's your skill set?
That was customer service.
Phone or in person?
I'm sorry?
Phone, customer service, or in person?
Phone. Oh. I have never done in person. Yeah.
Okay. Do you want to continue doing that?
No, unless it kind of cross over to something else. You know, it can't just be 100% customer service. Like, I want something that kind of opens up the diversity of the job, if you know what I'm talking about. Like, I don't want it all be phone.
Is there anything that you're looking at? Do you have college? Is this high school? What are you open to?
Right now, I'm open to anything. I was thinking about going to sales, so I'm kind of looking for a job in that profession, but sales might be a little bit more competitive than what I first thought. You know, they always
advertise. And do you have a college degree or high school?
High school.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm going in. Do you feel desperate? Are you there? Did we lose Keisha? Or did I lose the show?
No, you didn't lose the show. I was on mute. I do apologize.
Oh, okay. Can I hear Keisha, though?
I don't think
so. I don't hear Keisha.
Yeah, hang on.
Is she gone?
I don't know. It just went very dark, quiet, didn't it?
Yeah.
Well, we're still, Keisha, if you can hear us, because Keisha is still here, so I think you might have just dropped signal.
Or she muted herself? No, she
Hang
would have
that
seen that and unmuted.
Yeah, I'm just going to mute and unmute, and hopefully she might come back.
Let's see.
Hello? Well, her signal hasn't dropped. So what I'm going to do is, if you can hear us, I'm going to put you back on mute again, okay? If you are still there, please recall in so we can reconnect again at a later time, okay? We are going to have to move on to the next caller because we do have quite a few in the queue.
Yeah.
We do try and get around to everybody.
Okay. Call back, honey pie.
Yep. 346.
Okay, let's bring on the next.
346. Hello, you're speaking to Caroline and Journey. Who are we speaking to and where are you from? 346. Oh, wow.
Is this a blog talk glitch?
I don't know.
Huh.
I do not know. Okay, let me try. I'm just going to go on to another
corner. If you try another, then do we have to start the show again?
I do not know. Okay, so 022. Hi, you're talking to Caroline and Joni. Who are we speaking to? Where are you from? Right, it looks like...
Wow.
The show has gone wrong.
That's a blog talk glitch. And Keisha's going, I'm here!
I know. 652, hello? Yeah, I think we've got a serious
This is
blog
a blog
talk
glitch.
Show.
Okay, so
yeah.
Caroline, what do you think?
Right, okay.
What do we do?
All I'm going to say, it looks like we're going to get through to no other callers who are waiting in the queue. I need to sort of Well, it's really quite tricky because as far as I'm concerned, from the studio point of view, it looks absolutely fine. And there's people waiting in the queue and it looks brilliant and everything's great. So I'm really not sure what's going on because I can still hear you.
Right.
Okay. I'm just trying to go to another one.
We can't hear
them. No. Random 043. Can anyone hear us? No.
No.
Okay.
Okay.
I actually...
So if you ended the show and you started a new one with a new link and then everyone who's listening goes over to Crystal Heart Psychics and then looks at the upcoming show, they would maybe see a new link?
Well, to be perfectly honest, I would have to set up a new show. You know what I'm going to do, Joni? I'm going to come out, right? I'm not going to end the episode, right? I'm going to come out as a host. If you drop off as a host,
You'll call me back.
Yeah. I'll re-sign back into the episode, recall back in, and then fingers crossed, everyone stay there, and fingers crossed, we'll be able to kind of get back to people.
Now, if not, if everyone's calls drop, then what do they do?
Right. Well, the best thing is me to go back out as a host, come back in as a host, and then call you, and I will just test one of the lines to see if that's still working, and then if it isn't, then we'll have to end the episode and do a new show.
Now, what I suggest folks do is. Go to our show page and follow us, because if you follow the show, now we're doing a solicitation for a good reason. We don't push.
Yeah.
But if you follow the show, you'll get the next episode, and Caroline and I will look at our calendars to see which day next we are going to do a show. It's usually from 3:30 to 5:30 Eastern Standard Time in the U.S., 8:30 to 10:30 GMT.
Yeah.
UK.
However, stay there for the minute. I'm going to come out. You drop off. I'll go back in. You go back in. And then we'll see if we can get people back online.
You got it.
Okay? Okay.
Okay.
Stay there, everyone. Back in two. Right. Hello, everyone. Right. I'm now going to call Joni. So hopefully she will be calling in now.
Hi.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Right. Let's see if we can get back to Keisha. Yeah?
Yes.
Oh, no, that's Penny. Wrong one. Let's try Keisha, sorry. Keisha! Hello? Right. It does appear that we can't seem to get hold of everybody.
Wow. Okay. Full moon and 12-12 portal tomorrow, where the energies, they say, are ginormous. I highly recommend that folks follow the UK-US Psychic Tag Team Connect Across the Pond on Blog Talk so they can get notifications of when the next episode will be. Caroline and I are going to speak after this to find out when we're going to do the next show, and hopefully, well, I think we'll probably be doing this before the new year. We'll be doing a December show.
And
you can friend us. And we'll also be posting these shows on our respective Facebook pages and fan pages on Facebook.
Yes. Apologies for anybody who's listening.
Now, you know what I'm thinking, Caroline, if it's okay, because Keisha gave enough where both of us can give the information for her. Is that okay if we just do it?
Yeah, sure. No problem at
all. Okay, so Keisha, this is for you. Okay, so I'm going in. So you've been doing customer service for a while. I feel like you're management material. I feel that you could lead several people. When you had said sales, that was the first thing that I got. I feel that there's also possibility of you're getting into broadcasting and TV and being in a studio somewhere. There's something about marketing information. It's either product and or services, and that you've got a really good mouth. You're really good with talking, and that you're very convincing. Persuasion is your game, honey. So I would, I don't feel like now is the time. I feel like in January is when things start picking up. When I had asked you whether you feel desperate, it's that hurry, 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 which is understandable, but things are in flux now and people are getting ready to spend a whole lot of money on gifts, celebrate with companies, you know, company parties, family celebrations, and then ring in the new year. So in January, I feel like this happens. Think big, and you can do this. You are able. You are able. See the light at the end of the tunnel. You are a very able, capable woman. Caroline, what do you have?
Well, I got that you could actually do teaching. I do feel you're a very special lady. You're very capable. I don't necessarily feel sales are the best place for you. I think you'd be better off in an office environment where you are in potentially a management position. And I do feel you're very organized with your skills. So there's a lot of things there for you to work on. But I also did get you could be a teacher, because I do get the feeling you love children. So please bear that in mind. And that's really where I'm at with that. Okay.
Here we
go. Is everybody still there? No, it's a very... very strange tonight, isn't it? It's kind
so
of
it's
like
possible that maybe no one's there.
Well, it's really tricky for me to say, because there's something going on here. I think there is a real bad technical glitch, and I do need to get onto Blog Talk Radio. So I think we're going to, for everybody, all I'm going to say is thanks for calling in.
Yes.
I will have a chat with Joni. We may come back in 20 minutes. We'll just see, because what I will do is I'll get in touch with help at Blog Talk. Okay?
Thank you.
So thank you very much. And I'm going to end this episode now, because it's just a shame, really. All right, then. Thanks,
yes,
guys, for calling in. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.